Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It's the final week of high school basketball before the holiday break, and we bring you a Big East League showdown here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. We are also queued up on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, alongside Justin Fluke and Ethan as well with the Holton Channel. Chance Link, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tabman, the Perry LeCompton Cause playing host to the Wildcats of Holton here tonight. Moments away from the start of the girls' game, and the boys will follow. Our game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, Justin Fluke alongside for the broadcast as we are moments away from the opening tip for the girls' contest. And Justin, you follow this Holton team. You understand what they have gone through here through the first couple weeks of the season. These are two teams with similar records but kind of different stories. This Perry LeCompton team lost six seniors. They got a bunch of freshmen in their lineup, a lot of inexperience, and it's showing here early. And then Holton on the other side only lost a couple seniors that really didn't provide a ton of production. They brought most of their girls back, but again, you got two teams, similar records here early.
Yeah, and I think two teams in a spot to where, you know, you really hope to build a little confidence, you hope to build a little momentum in your final couple games before the holiday break. Holton, you know, coming off their only win of the year, so I feel like we could see a little bit of a different Lady Wildcat team and Coach Kurt Eisler tonight. Their schedule has been pretty brutal, but breaking through and winning their only home game so far this year against Nemoth Central, I'm anxious to see how this Wildcat team responds. But these two teams have had some good battles over the years. In fact, the last couple of years, these two teams split during the regular season, so I know Perry's in the same boat. They're a little younger, but they have one more game under their belt. They're trying to get some confidence here on their home floor going tonight as well.
Well, let's get you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the Holton girls and head coach Kurt Heisler, sixth year at the helm, a record of 1-2 coming in. They go like this. Brooke Wilcox, a 5'11 senior, the leading scorer for the Wildcats at just a touch under 14 points per game. Lily Tankings, a 5'8 junior, at 4.3 points per game. Kaya Taylor's a 5'4 senior guard at 8 points per game. Laura Larrison is a 6-foot senior, 5.7 points per game. And Elizabeth Schuster, 6-foot senior, near double at 9 points and 11 rebounds per game. So for Perry LeCompton on the other side in the home white uniforms, fourth year under head coach Joey Franzetta, they come in with a record of 1-3 and 0-1 in Big East League play. They go like this here tonight against the Wildcats. Sophie Scrimsher, 5'5 senior, averaging just under 3 points per game. Macy Corcoran, a 5'8 sophomore, 5 points and the team leader in rebounds per game. Tatum Kalovich, a 5'11 freshman at 4.5 points per game. Kaylin Metcalf is a 5'7 freshman. And then Emmy Reed is a 5'5 freshman as well, the actual team leader in points per game so far at just over 8 a contest. So again, for Joey Franzetta and the Perry LeCompton Cause, it is Scrimsher, Corcoran, Kalovich, Metcalf, and Reed for Kurt Heisler and the Wildcats tonight. Wilcott, Tanking, Larrison, Schuster, and Taylor as well.
One injury note for Holton tonight. They've only played about six girls all season. They got their seventh girl into the rotation against Nemoth Central, but she's back out of the lineup tonight. That for Holton is Becca Lassie, so she is in street clothes and will not play tonight. So Holton may be down to just a six-player rotation, but I had no idea how young Perry was Brandon, you know, you mentioned those starting lineups, and three of your starters are freshmen.
Yeah.
That's just tough, you know, playing against girls that are 3-4 years older than you, have a lot more experience, and I know there's a bright future ahead for the cause, but no doubt a challenging, steep learning curve for some of these youngsters in this program.
All right, we are set to go. The opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Well, the opening tip is carried up by the Holton Wildcats, and we are underway as they operate here from left to right in the opening quarter. Zone defense here to start for Perry LeCompton under head coach Joey Franzetta. Holton reversing it into the right corner, and now get it back to the top of the key. As Taylor has the touch, left side to tanking, they go short corner left. Nice little dump down there, but a missed layup inside. Offensive rebound, no. Second chance, up and in. That is Brooke Wilcott. Couple of offensive rebounds. She gets the second to go, and a chance for an old-fashioned and one here to start this contest.
Well, no doubt, even without six-footer Becca Lassie, Holton has really good size with three players, 5'11 or taller, and showing that size early on, hitting the offensive glass, getting multiple opportunities.
Leading score for the Wildcats, Wilcott averaging just south of 14. She misses the free throw attempt. That was her 28th free throw attempt of the season, so a 2-0 start for the Wildcats, and finally the Cause get their first possession here tonight. Scrimshire a little hesitant on a three, and she buries it from the left corner to give the Cause a 3-2 advantage.
Love to see that confidence from the youngster here early on at home.
30% from behind the arc here early on in the season for Sophie Scrimshire. 3-2 Cause. We are about a minute into this opening quarter. Wilcott, a lazy pass from left to right, and it's taken away by Perry LeCompton, and then a foul at midcourt.
Well, turnovers have been a problem, Brandon. We got the statistics today from Coach Kurt Heisler, and Holton's girls have 75 turnovers in three games this season. That is 25 turnovers per game, and another one there here early on, less than a minute gone by.
Well, it's not much better on the other side for the Cause. Both these teams have had issues with turnovers here early on. The Cause, a 3-2 advantage here early. Here is a kind of an off-balance drive. Missed shot inside for Perry LeCompton. Rebound, though, for Brooke Wilcott. And Holton brings it back the other way from left to right. Kaya Taylor, 5'4 senior, casual across the timeline. A left side pass it goes, short corner left. Now Schuster, the all-league and all-state honorable mention selection a year ago. There's a off-balance shot from the right corner. It would have been a long two by Wilcott. No good. Cause get the rebound. So a 3-2 start. Perry LeCompton again in front. We're over 90 seconds into the game. Here's another long shot from the right wing. Would have been a three short. Offensive rebound, though, stuck back up and in. And that is nicely done by the 5'5 freshman, Emmy Reed, down there with the post players putting one up and in. The Cause out to a three-point lead. It's 5-2 here on their home floor here tonight. This is a big East League contest. Both these teams will play again on Friday before the holiday break. So a zone defense again. Scrimshire up top leading that charge. Reed defensively. Now they get it to the elbow, and it's lost, and that's going to be a tie-up inside. Possession arrow back to Perry LeCompton, as Larrison couldn't quite handle the pass, and a second turnover for Holton here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, the struggles have been in the half court for Holton. They've been pretty good when they've been able to get in transition, get some offense from their defense, but the half court offense still a little bit slow against three really good teams they've faced so far this year.
Yeah, both teams have played really difficult schedules here early. Both with just one win, seeking win number two. Another shot by Reed, nearly banked from the left wing, and an offensive rebound. And now Scrimshire settles and fires it. That's going to be an air ball from the right wing. Second chance, no go that time, and it goes back to the Wildcats. Get some subs in for Perry LeCompton, as Tatum Kalovich is back in, also onto the floor. Sophomore and Charlie Blosser.
One advantage Perry has is some numbers, as mentioned. Holton probably only going to play six girls here on the varsity court tonight.
Here is Taylor bringing it across the timeline. A quick pass left side that's tanking, and she's quickly tied up. She hits the floor, but a foul's going to be called. This one's going against Corcoran. Team foul number two against the Cause.
Lily coming off her best game of the season, scored six against Nemaus Central, a game that Holton prevailed in overtime for their first win.
Yeah, that's a big win, and you look at what the Wildcats have after tonight. They play Rossville, who's a top-tier team and certainly going to be fighting towards top of the league standing. So it does not get much easier after tonight. Here is a deep left-wing three, a tie off the heel. Perry LeCompton's Emmy Reed going up and fighting that one down, but Brooke Wilcott comes back the other way and forcing a steal in transition.
Phenomenal hustle. She's had over 75 steals each of the last 2 years, among the best in the Big, now East, was formerly the Big Seven.
Coming into tonight, Wilcott averaging 4 steals so far a game in 2024. Still 5-2. We've gone a little bit cold on offense here for both sides as they go inside to Schuster on the block using that strength, muscles it up, but she's going to drag that pivot foot just enough to be called for a travel. So Schuster inside, the 6-foot senior, all-league, all-state honors a year ago, and averaged a near double-double last season, and this year so far averaging a near double-double once again. It's kind of a three-fourths court press here that the Caws are able to break, and now a drive inside, good defense. That's blocked away, but the Caws get it back, but now they're going to throw it back away, and a turnover, Perry LeCompton.
And both teams struggling in the half court a little bit. Perry LeCompton playing zone, trying to defend the size of Holton while the Wildcats have been falling back into a man-to-man. Holton also getting their first sub of the night on the court.
Not quite to the halfway point of the opening quarter, still stuck on the Caws, leading 5-2. Three-point basket by Scrimshire, a two by Reed, and the lone bucket for Wilcott for Holton. Trying to navigate through this zone defense, reversing it around the perimeter, and there's another foul against Macy Corcoran, one of the more veteran players. Hard to say that she's only a sophomore, but she played a ton last year as a freshman, and certainly one of the better players for Joey Franzetta, and she's got to come off the floor here with two early fouls.
And sophomore class really talented, not only Macy, but of course the younger Dammy girl as well, who got injured her foot during the volleyball season and now not able to play here this basketball campaign. But a good, talented sophomore class for the Caws.
Here's a right side pass, tanking, thought about it, gets it right back top of the key. Now it goes to Wilcott, puts it on the floor, gets in the paint, throws up a shot, nearly banked it in, but she's fouled and she's back to the line.
Good to see Holton attack against the 2-3 zone. I feel like, though, that the shots that are there are those threes on the wings. They passed a few up. Kaya Taylor, their best threat from the outside. She's made at least one three-pointer in every Holton game so far this season, but hasn't been able to get a look from the perimeter so far tonight.
Wilcott knocks in the first free throw. She is a 63% foul shooter coming in. By far and away has taken more and made more free throws than anybody else on this Wildcats roster so far. Trying to go 2-for-2. That one off the left rim, so she goes 1-for-2. Rebound Perry LeCompton. The Wildcats trim it to within 2. They are down 5-3. Wilcott all 3 points for the Wildcats. Scrimshire driving hard on Schuster. She stood her ground, and Caws are able to get the deflection there and keep the possession alive. Wing-to-wing pass. Now there's the cut to Kalovich, a freshman. Now Scrimshire, no hesitation. She missed everything on a right corner 3. Another Brooke Wilcott rebound, and the Wildcats a chance here to tie or take the lead. 3:15 to go in this opening quarter. Caws leading at 5-3. There's Wilcott again in the paint, nearly banked it in from straight away. And a quick one-and-done possession for the Wildcats as the Caws push it from right to left. Kind of stumbling at the top of the key, and Metcalf gets a touch here. A little bit of a scramble there on the right wing. Schuster closing out quickly. Here's a baseline drive. Nice little drive and kick there, but Scrimshire is going to be called for a travel. Both teams, 3 early turnovers in tonight's game.
Yeah, Perry's had a couple shots blocked, but they've done a good job sticking with it. They've found a few loose ball rebounds, and I thought on the previous possession they had 3 quick passes. Got a wide open look and good shot, but three-pointer not falling for the Caws here. And both teams struggling to get it through the hole in the first quarter.
Yeah, 5-3. We sit here, Caws by 2. Devin Aldrich, a 5'6 junior, has just checked in for Perry LeCompton. Quickly they go inside. Doney has a touch. Quickly double-teamed and threw it away, and now a foul against the Wildcats here after another turnover. So they went inside as Doney got the touch. She has quickly doubled, lost it, turned it over, and then picked up a foul. Actually, that foul is going to be on tanking, and that is her second. So 2.5 minutes left. Clock moving in the first quarter. Schuster nearly took it away at midcourt, but Scrimshire gets it back, gets it off to Aldrich here. They go down underneath to Kalovich, and then she is bumped and fouled underneath, and that's going to be the fourth team foul. So the final 2:22, both these teams are going to be in the bonus here in the first quarter as Doney picks up the foul.
Yeah, I feel like some free throws are coming, and for Holton, foul trouble, something obviously with the 6-player rotation they cannot afford.
Caws have it here in the half court. Scrimshire here on the right wing gets it back to the top of the key. They reverse it left here to Emmy Reed, who's off to a good start in her high school career. Here's a drive by Kalovich. Went through a lot of traffic, lost it, and it's taken away by Doney. Another turnover by the Caws.
clock hasn't started in the gym. We're at 2 minutes on the screen for those watching at home on the Holton channel, but it's not run here for almost 30 seconds.
Well, the officials have yet to see the clock. I'm not sure how nobody has seen the clock yet. And in this whole process, the cause are turning it over. And now finally the clock is back up and running as Doney tries to sidestep in transition, missed the layup with the left hand. Scrimshire able to fight for the rebound and get out of a triple team. Well, these teams probably got a free 25 seconds of play there, but the clock is back up and running at 2 minutes to go.
Hey, the way they're scoring, they're going to need those extra seconds to put a few more points up on that board tonight.
Yeah, it has been lights in the offensive category. Cause leading at 5-3 with the ball under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. There's a hard drive, nearly got it to go. Schuster clearing for the Wildcats off the miss, and now pushing in transition is Taylor. Gets it off to Wilcott, who has all three of the Wildcat points. Gets it back, thought about a three. Nice little ball fake, steps into a jumper, trying to bank it. Awkward angle on the shot. Scrimshire another rebound. And we're now at 90 seconds to go, and they want to push the tempo and trying a little bit too hard there. A pass thrown out of bounds by Reed, and now another Perry LeCompton turnover.
So our clock is at 55 seconds, Brandon. First stoppage we've had, and we're going to put 129 back on it. So that is, 34 extra seconds?
My math skills are not great, but, yeah, roughly, give or take a few seconds. But got a little bit of free basketball there, but it's back up and running. 120 to go. Wildcats with the possession after the cause turnover. Still 5-3. It has been a drought offensively for both of these teams in the opening quarter. Trying to fight in the middle of that zone. Schuster, good right side pass, stepping into a 12-foot jump shot. Beautifully done by Brooke Wilcott. She's got all five, and we are tied at five.
Good job taking the dribble there to get a little closer and a higher percentage shot for B-Dub.
Another tip pass, another steal. That is three consecutive turnovers by the cause, and now the Wildcats an opportunity take what would be their second lead. They got down early and had an early lead, but trailing 5-3 for a hot minute. Now a chance to take the lead. Taylor a three, nothing but nylon. Kaya Taylor on the board. That is her sixth triple of the season, and the Wildcats take an 8-5 lead at 30 seconds to go in the quarter. See what the cause do here. No shot clock here at Perry. Not many of our area teams rocking the shot clock here during the basketball season. Down to 20 seconds. Again, just a lot of perimeter passing. Good bounce pass right side. Aldrich will fire. Short arms a three. Schuster there to clear it away. Now the Wildcats, 10 seconds to go with Taylor right at midcourt. Far side, slowing it down. Down to 6 seconds. Here's Wilcott looking into Schuster. Free throw line. Stop. Gets it back to Wilcott. 1 second. Layup at the buzzer. No good. Second chance. It's going to be tardy, and that's going to wave it off. And in the first quarter of play, which was certainly a struggle offensively for both teams, but the Wildcats have an 8-5 lead here at the end of the first quarter. A timeout on the floor, back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big East League showdown here tonight at Perry LeCompton. The Holton Wildcats here in the girls' contest. An 8-5 lead as we start quarter number two. A full house and a full crew on hand here on 103.9 KNZA. Also tied up with the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Here's Taylor, who fires another three left wing. Nearly banked it in. Schuster out of her hands, and now Perry LeCompton pushing the tempo. Wildcats do a good job slowing down that transition opportunity. Here is a left wing three on the way, and that is pure for the freshman, Kaylin Metcalf. That is her first bucket here tonight, and that ties it up 8 apiece at 35 seconds into the second quarter. Here's Wilcott looking inside at the free throw line to Schuster. It went past her, and then a tie up underneath. I believe it's going to keep it here with the Wildcats. No team moving, but kind of a line change. We talked about the depth for Prairie Le Compton. They might be young, but they're going to play a lot of girls. That is a kind of the complete opposite scenario for the Wildcats here tonight.
And a good job by the youngster Metcalf, too, to keep putting up those shots. I mean, you're not going to score, not going to make any if you don't shoot them. And good attempt there after Holton had scored the last five to kind of get some momentum at the end of the first quarter.
And another turnover there for the Cause as the pressure there ramped up by the Wildcats. So we're tied at eight. We're minutes into this second quarter. Wildcats have the possession back here again, traveling left to right here in this first half. Schuster on the elbow, kicks it up top. Good left side pass. Taylor, a left wing three is nothing but net again. So Kaya Taylor, two threes here, 6 points in the first half. She nearly got a steal near midcourt, but the Cause get it here into the front court with Scrimshire in the corner. This is Corcoran with it. Left side pass to Kalovich, freshman. Puts it on the dribble, splitting a couple, had it knocked away, and tried to pick it up underneath the basket, and it touched the baseline, and it goes out of bounds for another turnover. That's now nine for the Cause here in the first half. A couple more subs in for Prairie Le Compton, and head coach Joey Franzena, fourth year at the helm. They won six games a year ago, seven two seasons ago. This Wildcats team on the other side, nine wins a year ago. Bring it into the front courts. Wildcats with an 11-8 lead. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. Again, a zone defense for the Cause here. We've seen it all first half. Trying to navigate is the Wildcats offensively. Taylor has it on the right wing. Now up top, left side it goes. This is Doney. They go inside. Shot up, no, but a foul. And the Wildcats here are going to get two free throws.
And when you get those outside shots, it makes the defense stretch a little bit outside the zone. And then a couple six-foot girls you can dump it down to and they'll create some shots inside. That's when Holton's at their best, balancing out that offense.
First free throw by Larrison up, no good. Now 3 of 7 at the line on the year. And subs in on both sides as we stay at 11-8 in favor of the Wildcats here on the road at Perry. 6:02 to go until halftime. Second free throw on the way. This one in and out. Schuster fighting. Wilcott able to grab the offensive rebound. Little turnaround Jay on the block. That one no good. Tipped around a couple of times. And finally, Prairie Le Compton able to clear it. And they get it up the floor quickly to Aldrich. Nice pass inside. Layup is up and in. And that one's put down by Metcalf. So freshman to freshman, and Metcalf has five, and it's 11-10.
The catch was even better than the shot. She was almost too far underneath the basket, but tremendous catch. Got enough space to pump it up and through.
Right wing, pass to Taylor. Up top it goes to Tanking. Now left side to Wilcott. Had it knocked away, but that's going to be Corcoran's third foul. Just came off the bench after missing the last few minutes of the first quarter and just a little bit anxious on the reach, and she has to come out now with three fouls. That's a big loss here for Prairie Le Compton. At 5:29 to go in the half, one of their better players out with three fouls as Scrimshire has to quickly come back in for it. Quickly inside, Schuster using the body and the strength. Can't get the shot, but a second chance up and in by Laura Larrison. Her first field goal tonight, she's got two, makes it 13-10. Now another pass taken away, another turnover. Cause having issues here, and now a shot is up, and they're going to call it on the floor. It stopped a bucket by Wilcott. Let's see who the Cause get the foul on here. It's going to be Blosser, and that is Blosser's second. So, again, they say on the floor. Team foul number three already. The Wildcats playing it underneath their own basket. They get it to Taylor in the left corner. Now inside, a post-touch shot. No, Larrison going right back to the line. That's already the fourth foul against Prairie Le Compton, and that's going to put the Wildcats in the bonus. Final 5:05 here in the quarter.
Holton's free throws were a little bit better against Nemaha. Made 11 out of 15 as a team on Friday night. Needed them all to get the overtime win.
Now Larrison again right back to the line. Now 0 for 3. She is a little bit short on that one as Kendall Craig will see a freshman, another freshman for Joey Franzetta into the game for Prairie Le Compton. They're picking up some fouls here. And that second no good as well. So 0 for 4 at the line. Holton came into tonight as a 60% free throw shooting team, but not off to a roaring start here. 13-10, chance for the tie. A straight on three by Kaylin Metcalf. And how about the 5'7 freshman who has 8 points for the cause, and we're tied at 13 apiece, and the Wildcats got to talk it over. That's going to be a timeout. It's a full, and we'll follow suit. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. A 30 on the other side, and we're tied at 13 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Full team for the broadcast tonight. Chance in studio. We got Justin and Ethan here for the Holton Channel. I'm Brandon Tabman here on 103.9 KNZA. As right now, the Cause and Wildcats here in Big East League play tonight. We got a 13-13 tie at 4:51 to go in the half. Early Compton getting a three by the freshman Kalen Metcalf to force the Wildcats to burn an early timeout here in the second quarter. So out of the timeout, Cause again continuing to play zone on defense. Taylor up top to Wilcott. There's Schuster at the free throw line. Larrison, they dump it down, up and one. That is beautifully done against the zone defense. And a big-to-big pass there and an and-one opportunity for the 6-foot senior.
Olsen's made a couple threes, but ultimately I think they're going to keep starting the offense with getting some paint touches. Not only girls that can score inside, but opening up things on the perimeter as well. Great job that time with the finish by Laura Larrison.
And Larrison now 0-for-5. She missed the free throw. So it's 15-13. And they get Wilcott on the foul on the rebound attempt. That is Brooks' first foul.
I think Colton only has one player with two, and that's Tanking. Perry now has a couple girls with three. You mentioned a little bit ago that that last foul was on Charlie Blosser, so she has three and had to check out, joining Macy Cochran, who has three fouls for the Cause as well.
Here's another left wing three, and Metcalf again delivers from downtown, and the freshman has 11 in the first half. That is her third three. That gives the Cause a 16-15 lead.
Nothing like averaging 5 points a game and coming out to score 11 in the first 12 minutes on the home floor tonight.
Boy,
for Metcalf.
Yeah, she's hot early on from behind the arc, but answering right back is Tanking from downtown. That is her second triple of the year, and it gives the Wildcats an 18-16 advantage as we're under 4 minutes to go in the first half and now trying to answer again. And that one is banked in from the right wing by Emmy Reed. And now we get a timeout by the official, and head coach Joey Franzetta has to go fix the net on the opposite end. But how about three straight threes combined between these two teams? And after they struggled offensively in the first 8 minutes, both teams starting to see that bucket get a little bit more wide open.
Yeah, six threes now combined in this game, representing half the points in the contest. Both teams hitting those open shots, feeling confident.
19-18, Cause by one. 3:30 to go until halftime. Wildcats with the ball. We've had multiple lead changes here in this first half, so a good pace here to start the second quarter. Another try from the left wing. That one's no good. A rebound and a tie-up. Good job by Larrison to earn that possession back as it was originally pulled in by Metcalf. And the tie-up there keeps the possession here with the Wildcats. Nicely done to save that one. 3:23 left in the half. A 19-18 Perry LeCompton lead. Here is Tanking, who just hit a three a moment ago. Hands it off to Taylor, working around the arc from right to left. Gets it to Wilcott on the left wing. Now Larrison dumps it down. Beautifully played. Schuster up and under with the reverse finish. And Schuster on the board. Her first basket gives the Wildcats the lead back at 20-19. Here is Scrimshire. Called for a travel. Kind of hesitated on the jump stop there, and another turnover, making 11 first-half turnovers for Perry LeCompton. Another sub back in for the Cause. Craig is in. Exactly 3 minutes to go until halftime. A 20-19 Wildcats lead. Taylor left side here to Tanking. They want the post touch. They don't get it. Now Wilcott up top. Goes immediately back to the left wing. Now back to Taylor. In between the rings out high, left side. They want Schuster inside, but Tanking fakes, drives, puts up a shot right about the free throw line. Offensive rebound, no. Schuster trying to get it for a third time. She can't control it, and it's finally taken away. So second chance opportunities there for the Wildcats, but can't convert. 2:29 left in the half. 20-19 is our score. There's a hard drive, but missing at the rim was Emmy Reed. A rebound cleared away by the Wildcats. Get it up the floor to Tanking, faking, shooting, and getting fouled. Trying to split a two up top, and that foul is going to be on Reed. Her first team fifth. Actually, the sixth foul, but nonetheless, they are past the limit. Free throws coming up here for the 5'8 junior, Lily Tanking. Actually, her first free throw attempts of the season, and this first one is good. 4 points in the half for Tanking, and the lead for the Wildcats is 2 at 21-19. We got 2:17 left in this half. Holton coming off the overtime thriller against Nemaha Central in their last game, 54-51. Second free throw by Tanking is strong, so a 1-for-2 trip there and a 2-point lead for the Wildcats at north of 2 minutes to go in the half. Man-to-man defense right now for the Wildcats. Larrison nearly knocked it away, and now a scrum with Wilcott up top. It's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Perry LeCompton. Olivia Doney's going to check back in here, a sophomore for the Wildcats. And Tanking gets a breather. Near sideline, Devin Aldrich to throw it in for the cause. And dumps it into Emmy Reed. Reed's got 5 points here in the first half. Scrimshire gets a touch. Left side on the wing. Now Blosser up top for correction. That was Metcalf. Now right side pass to Scrimshire. Still on the perimeter. Holton certainly on paper and on the floor have that size advantage down low in the post. So a lot of perimeter passing here. The Cavs have been able to make the outside shot so far. 21-19. That's going to be an offensive foul, I think. An illegal screen is going to be called. It is. They call that on Scrimshire?
Yep.
Yep, that's our first. Okay. That gives it back to the Wildcats, who lead it by two at 21-19, and we're just south of 90 seconds to go. What's been a fairly quick-moving first half here in our girls' game tonight.
A lot of lead changes in this second quarter. Both teams trading punches, and I don't think we've had a bigger lead of more than 4 points here all night.
They go inside. Schuster had it and then lost it and now fighting for it. This should be a tie-up, and it is, and that's going to give it back to Perry LeCompton. One thing the Wildcats have done okay with, or wait, hold on. Yeah.
Perry kept it down here on their offensive
okay.
end. Now Holton keeps it on their offensive
okay.
end, I think.
So the Wildcats do have it. Here's Wilcott left side trying to bounce it inside. Paint touch, Schuster, a little turn around with the right hand is banked in off the window. So Schuster now with four, and that's the lead for the Wildcats with a minute to go in the half. It's 23-19. Here is a hard drive by Reed. Gets to the bucket and shimmies her way in for two, and she's got seven. A timeout on the floor. I think it's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it right here.
That was pretty, and Reed's got some handles, doesn't she, for a freshman? Just silky smooth there, working her way to the basket. And the finish to cut the deficit in half.
Well, you look at this Perry LeCompton team. Right now, Kaylin Metcalf, 11 points and three threes. Emmy Reed, 7 points. She has also hit a three. Two freshmen. They've played well here tonight. They have exceeded their early season numbers. And for Joey Franzetta, at least early on, that's got to be a great sign coming off a game against Fort Scott last week, who's a ranked team in 4A where they only put up 19 points. And Cavs averaging just 29 points per game coming in. They've right now already 21 towards halftime.
Let's be honest, the freshmen have to score. There's no other option. Only one senior on the roster and only one junior on the roster. Perry has a total of two upperclassmen. Everybody else is freshman or sophomore.
Well, they're playing good here tonight, and right now battling here with the Wildcats of Holton. Holton with the basketball out of the timeout. 44 seconds remaining in the half. They hold a 2-point lead at 23-21. Taylor thought about it. Instead, they get it to Schuster in the paint. Left side to Wilcott. Now darts a pass here to Taylor. Now 30 seconds left. Wilcott again. Skips it right wing. Taylor, no hesi this time, fires a three. It's strong off the heel, right into the hands of Emmy Reed. And now the Cavs a chance to tie or take the lead here with 20 seconds to go in the half. Let's see how they play it. They reset up top with Reed. Has the dribble, puts it down, 12 seconds, dribbles in the paint, left side kick. This is Metcalf, now 9 seconds. Right side pass to Craig. Up top to Metcalf. Now 5 seconds. There's a right side pass. Aldrich in the corner for three. High off the rim. Hit down twice. Schuster the rebound, and that takes us to halftime. Much better offensive second quarter for both teams, and a good one here to start. A lot of lead changes here at Perry Lee Compton tonight. The Wildcats of Holton with a 23-21 halftime lead. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Community College. Appreciate Chance Link, our studio producer here on KNZA tonight, 103.9. We got Justin, Ethan with the Holton Channel. I'm Brandon as well, full house, full crew on hand. Good first half and a much better second quarter offensively for both these teams. It seemed like the bucket was just simply closed in that first quarter. Seemed to open up a bit. Both teams finding a little rhythm from the outside, and we got a 23-21 game at the half.
Yeah, that's where the offense really kind of started for both these teams, to get them going tonight. They both able to hit a few outside shots, and that opened some things up. Got a little confidence going for both teams, who shot it really well from the outside. I think one of the biggest differences, you know, both teams had their fair share of turnovers as well. I think Holton probably had a slight advantage on the rebounds, especially getting a few more offensive rebounds. And Holton got to the line, something that Perry LeCompton was not really able to do in that first half. So I think Holton maybe just a little bit more aggressive. Perry's obviously got some foul trouble and put Holton on the line, which represents a few of the points that make a difference here in our scoreboard at halftime.
Well, again, I'm glad you mentioned the free throw shooting, because Perry LeCompton, they haven't gotten to the line yet. They're not quite as aggressive trying to go inside on the big bodies that Holton has in the post. But Holton got to the line 10 times. They only made two. So the free throw shooting, you're leaving points on the board, and I think those second chance opportunities on the offensive rebound, they haven't consistently converted. I think that's what allowed Perry LeCompton to kind of hang around in this game.
Yeah, no doubt. I think both teams going to focus on, you know, defending a little bit better on the perimeter. I think both teams talking about taking care of the basketball, probably just sped up a little bit too much on a few different occasions for both teams. But, man, both teams have to feel like they're certainly a part of this one, and right there, going to come down to which team can take a little better care of the basketball and defend here in the second half.
Get you some numbers real quick in the first half. We'll start with Holton, who has the 23-21 lead, a little more balanced in terms of their scoring. They got six in the first half from Kaya Taylor. She hit a couple of threes. They got five from Brooke Wilcott. They got four apiece from Lily Tanking, Laura Larrison, and also Elizabeth Schuster. At six turnovers, they were 2 of 10 at the line and knocked down 3 threes. On the other side for Perry LeCompton, it's been two freshmen leading the charge. Kaylin Metcalf, 11 first-half points. She knocked down 3 threes. They got 7 as well from Emmy Reed, and then another 3 from the lone senior in Sophie Scrimshire. Perry LeCompton, 12 first-half turnovers, although they did hit 5 threes. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Our stats, as always, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, our girls' game at the half. Prairie LeCompton trailing at home against Holton, 23-21. More halftime coverage after a timeout. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a few minutes left here until the start of the second half as our girls game at the half, 23-21. Perry LeCompton at home trailing the Wildcats of Holton. Again, the Perry LeCompton girls with 11 first-half points from freshman Kaylin Metcalf, and they got 7 as well from freshman Emmy Reed, and a little more balanced on the other side for the Wildcats. 6 for Kaya Taylor, and then 5 from Brooke Wilcott. 4 apiece from Tanking, Larrison, and Schuster. Both teams been able to hit the outside shot. Perry LeCompton, 5 triples in the first half. The Wildcats have knocked down 3. Wildcats would like to improve from the free throw line, just 2 of 10 at the stripe in the first half. Cause would like to get there at some point in the second half. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. But again, certainly back and forth. It got a little more offensive heavy in the second quarter. 8-5 was the Holton lead after one. Perry LeCompton outscored the Wildcats 16-15 in quarter number two. And the Wildcats lead 23-21 as we get set for the second half. A final 60-second timeout, and the second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pharmacist. Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Girls' game getting ready to start the second half here at Perry LeCompton High School. Cause trailing the Holton Wildcats 23-21. Appreciate Chance Lincoln Studio. Justin Fluke alongside with the Holton Channel. I'm Brandon Tabman. Appreciate Ethan's work as well for the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. And we talked about the kind of how the first half played and what maybe both these teams want to do here in the second half.
Well, for Perry LeCompton, you know, we talked about the fouls and the free throws, but Macy Corker needs to stay out of foul trouble. She's one of their top scorers, one of their top rebounders, a returning player for this team. She's got three fouls. Charlie Blosser has three fouls as well. So, you know, for Perry, I think avoiding, you know, some earlier foul trouble again here in this third quarter is going to be pretty big for them.
Here we go. We switch sides. Perry LeCompton from left to right as Scrimshire walks it. Waist-high dribbles across the timeline and a right-side pass as the Wildcats forcing an early turnover. Schuster got a hand on the paint. Pass inside. And Perry LeCompton now turnover number 13 on the night.
Yeah, it's been tough for Perry to get anything inside in a half-court offensive set except a couple drives to the basket. And that was more transition.
There's Schuster inside. First touch for the Wildcats on offense, and they turn it over as well. Turnover, the turnover here to start for both these teams. 23-21 Wildcats, 35 seconds into this third quarter. Nice ball fake there, but they're going to call her for a travel. That was Kalovich, the freshman, who had the right idea. Just turned it over with a travel call.
Forced turnovers are one thing, but both these teams have struggled with some unforced turnovers like that one as well. And that's what drives a coach crazy when the turnover comes, and it's not even really because of the opponent.
Kaya Taylor brings it across the midcourt stripe. Wilcott a touch left side on the wing. It goes back to tanking. Back to Wilcott now. Cause have been heavy with the zone defense here in this game tonight. They stick with it. 2-3 variety. Tanking thought about it. Now Schuster from the right elbow. Beautifully done. Middle of the zone, and she cans a 12-foot jump shot. She's got six. That gives us our first points of the third quarter. 4-point lead for the Wildcats at 25-21. Here is Reed, a hard drive, and she lays it in. The freshman getting to the rack. And now she's got nine, and the first points for Perry LeCompton here in the third quarter. Back to a two-point game. Wildcats 25, Cause 23. Right back to Schuster at the free throw line. A right side pass to Taylor. Little hesitation, now driving baseline. Dumps it back into the paint. Schuster blocked at the rim and out of bounds. Good defense by the freshman and Tatum Kalovich. Met Schuster up high, and it goes out of bounds. Wildcats keep.
And Liz Kelovich at 5'11". She's like the only player taller than 5'8 on this Perry LeCompton roster.
Going up with a veteran player in Schuster, and now the Wildcats throw it into the backcourt. Reed hustling for it, and it might have cost her there. And it goes back to the Wildcats. Joey Franzetta saying it was tipped. But the arguments will not be won. And one, you credit Reed for the great hustle, but two, it's just kind of a scenario you got to know, because if Holton touches that, it's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, Perry out-hustled Holton, that's for sure there, but didn't end up getting the ball in their favor.
So not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter. 25-23, Wildcats, the two-point advantage and the basketball. There's Larison, closed out in the left corner. Lazy pass, tried to skip it across the floor, and now Perry turns it right back over. Now a whistle and a double dribble. So turnover, turnover, turnover.
Yeah, three turnovers in 5 seconds. It's like neither team really wants to maintain the basketball here at the moment.
At least not in that scenario. But now the Cause get it back, working across the midcourt stripe. Scrimshire has it. Angles left, hands it off to Corcoran on the wing, and then driving from the angle left, had it knocked out of bounds. Cause will keep it at 5:47 to go in the third. Still a two-point game. No teams had a lead larger than four tonight. There's a left corner three that's just a little bit short. Wilcott gets the high-arching rebound, and now the Wildcats push from right to left. Here's Wilcott diving in from the wing, stops on a dime, gets to the block, Little up and under, nicely done. Wilcott with seven, and the lead is four, 27-23. Fundamental basketball, just a little stop, pivot, up and under move, get the defender in the air, and Wilcott, easy bucket for her. Here's a drive by Kalovich, gets to the rack and finishing with the left hand. Tatum Kalovich, her first points tonight, 27-25, lead trimmed back down to two. Here's Wilcott diving in from the right corner, little hop step and up and under with the right hand, nicely done again, back-to-back buckets for Wilcott, starting to feel it a little bit. She's got 9, and it's 29-25 Wildcats. 4:50 to go in the third. Here's Corcoran driving, lost it off her foot, but it's last touched by Schuster. For the cause keeping, couple subs about to come in for Perry LeCompton. Devin Aldridge and also Blosser back into the game as well. We have yet to get a foul call here in quarter number three.
Well, when the teams haven't turned it over, they've done a really nice job, and more so here in the second half, we've seen a concerted effort by both teams to really try to drive, be aggressive, create offense, get to the basket, and both teams have done a pretty good job finishing down low.
Well, during that conversation, it was originally Cause Basketball, thought it was off Schuster, but then official came in late, changed the call, so the Wildcats getting the ball back with a four-point lead at 29-25. We're at 4:40 to go. Quarter number three. Cause continuing with the zone defense.
Coach Franzetta wasn't happy. He's like, we can't get any call here our way of this half.
Tanking Larrison now, right block touch, threw some traffic, missed the shot. Chasing it down is Corcoran for Perry LeCompton. Still the four-point lead for the Wildcats. Corcoran had a steam stopping, gets it back up top here to Devin Aldridge, dribbling right wing, stopping inside the three-point line and closed out by Tanking, and that's going to be a turnover by the Cause. Now, Tanking's defense there forcing another Perry LeCompton turnover. And we'll see Olivia Doney back into the game for the Wildcats, tossing it into Taylor as Holton pushing now from right to left. 29-25 their lead, right about the halfway point of quarter number three. Here's Doney at the elbow, looking inside on the block. Good Taylor pass down to Wilcott. Dives in straight away. Left-handed layup is good. Off balance. Third bucket in the third for Wilcott. She's got 11. Largest lead for the Wildcats now at 6.
5'11", long arm, just glides, finding her way to the basket. Wilcott's been able to get him to finish.
3:40 to go in the quarter. I think this is a pretty important stretch here for the Cause. Because, again, the three-point shot kept them in that first half, but now getting to the rack and drawing a foul is the freshman in Emmy Reed. She has been very good at getting into the paint. And, again, very impressive for the freshman here. Joey Franzetta has to like her play here tonight.
Yeah, she not only handles it well, but you can tell when she gets the ball, she's looking, how can I score? How can I create something? How can I instigate some offense, and you love that mindset, especially for a freshman who knocks down the first of two.
And she's into double figures with 10 to join Kaylin Metcalf. Emmy Reed, a 5'5 freshman, limited opportunities, yet she has hit 88% of her foul shots here so far early on. She connects early here with this first one tonight, trying to get another one to go, and she does. So 2 for 2 there for Reed. She's got 11. And it's 4 now, 31-27. Wildcats by 4, 3.5 minutes to go in the third.
Tanking really the only Wildcat in foul trouble. She had to check out with her third personal just a moment ago.
Here's Wilcott, who's got the hot hand for the Wildcats in quarter number three. They get it to Taylor right side. Now Doney between the rings. Left side, they want the post touch as Larrison and Schuster both flashing inside that zone. They do get it to Schuster. Free throw line jumper off the heel, hits the rim once. Wilcott timed the rebound, kept it alive. Taylor a three. That one's short. And fought for underneath. It's won by We were talking about that earlier. Here's Perry LeCompton. That one won by Corcoran as she gets it back into the front court. So again, a second chance opportunity goes by the wayside. And now an offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in off the air. Ball by Kalinich. She's got 4 all in the quarter. Cause back to within 2 at 31-29.
Sure that wasn't a pass. It ended up being about perfect in there for Perry.
Might as well be an asterisk next to the assist. And now Schuster gets a deflection inside and draws the foul. And the 6-foot senior Schuster an opportunity at the stripe as the Cause foul is going against Kalinich, her third.
Pretty good job by Perry. You mentioned kind of a critical juncture. They had fallen down by 6 points. I think that's the biggest lead for either team in this contest tonight. They got a couple buckets after that to respond, and right back to a one-possession game.
Well, again, the free throws have been an issue here for the Wildcats tonight. Another miss there by Schuster. This is her first opportunity. Again, the Wildcats were just 2 out of 10 from the line in the first half, and they missed their first opportunity here in the second half. Schuster, 6 points tonight, 56% at the line so far this season, and she goes 1 for 2, able to knock down the second. We've got 3 points in the quarter, 7 in the game, and right now the Wildcats lead 32-29 at 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Cause working against this pressure defense, and they do get a post touch inside, and free throws coming up here for Corcoran. 5'8 sophomore battling with that 6-foot senior in Schuster and then the 6-foot senior in Larrison and earning a trip to the free throw line.
Yeah, she wasn't backing down, taking it straight at Schuster and trying to get that shot off. And when she did draw the foul, she's still got the three personals herself. Also, Tatum Kalovich picked up the previous foul on Perry. So now Perry has three different girls with three fouls each here in the third quarter.
First free throw good by Corcoran, her first point tonight. Second on the way is good as well. They need her to get going to stay in this game, but she was saddled with foul trouble. She goes 2 for 2, and the lead trimmed to 1 for the Wildcats. 32-31 at 2:15 to go. They get it to Schuster. Great dive inside. Easy finish by Schuster, the 6-foot senior, now with 9.
That time, Holton able to score before Perry really had a chance to get their defense set up.
34-31 Wildcats, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. No team has had a lead bigger than 6. It has been back and forth pretty much the entire way, and another tie-up will go back to the Wildcats. Good defense again, forcing a turnover. Seen a lot of tie-ups here in this third quarter.
You know, the officials have really let him play, though. I like how they've officiated this game, and even after the rebounds, you don't get that quick whistle and an automatic jump ball when teams are tying it up. Let them battle for it for a second or two and see who comes away with some of those rebounds. They've done that here tonight.
Both teams, 2 fouls here in the third quarter, so obviously 1:40 to go. Not a lot of time, but both teams, couple fouls to give. Wildcats, a 3-point lead and the ball. Taylor has it on the left wing. 2-3 zone defense once again. You see Schuster flashing. Gets it at the right elbow, puts it on the dribble, stopped immediately, and is called for a travel. Great defense by the junior and Devin Aldridge.
Emma Schuster just trying to maintain her balance and could not. No outlet or where to go with the basketball, so good defense by Perry LeCompton.
So a 3-ball would tie the game, 34-31, cost trailing with it, 80 seconds to go here in the third. Dribble handoff, free throw line, jump shot is good. Nicely done. There's Corcoran. Her first field goal, she's got 4, and it's a 1-point game at 34-33.
The more we see of Corcoran, the more we like. She's just got to stay on the floor. Didn't have much PT with foul trouble in the first half.
Down to the final minutes here, quarter number 3. Here's Wilcott facing up top. Taylor now left side on the wing. She's slowed down offensively since the first quarter. Wilcott trying to direct traffic, tried to fire it in through traffic, and it's taken away. Here's a break opportunity, left-handed layup short. But a foul called, and free throws coming up here for Emmy Reed.
Well, another Holton turnover, resulting in scoring opportunities for the opponent. And Perry doing a good job of trying to capitalize. Again, Reed handling the ball, and it's the Cos that are getting to the foul line here in the second half now.
That is Doni's second foul. First free throw short by Emmy Reed. Now 2 for 3 at the line tonight. 11 points for the freshman came into tonight's game. Perry LeCompton leader at just 8.5 a game. Again, the points have not quite been there early on this season, and now another one that's short. She tips it up, and a second chance is no good. Fighting for the rebound in there, and a foul's going to be called against Perry LeCompton. So I will say a good job by Reed there to tip it to her teammate that nearly got a 2-point basket out of it, but ultimately a cost foul, and the Wildcats get it back with 42 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, Perry had several opportunities there to take the lead. Missed the free throws, had an offensive rebound, nearly another. You love their aggressiveness, just got to be able to find a way to put the ball through the hole.
This game has been close from the jump. Wildcats have had a lead as high as 6, but right now it's 34-33. Holton with 30 seconds left here in the third. See if they do want to play for the final shot. Wilcott has it. Up top it goes to Doni. Looking inside, both post players flashing. This time Schuster. Larrison had it knocked away on the block, and it's a steal. Another turnover by Holton here, and now 13 seconds for the Cos to work. Here's Corcoran, down to 10, has it top of the key, angles left, looks up at the scoreboard, 5 seconds, shot fake, and Kalovich fires, short on a 3, Wilcott, 2 seconds, 75-foot heave off the glass, no good. That takes us to the fourth quarter, and what is a 1-point game, the Wildcats 34, Cos 33, Stay with us. Fourth quarter action coming your way next year on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's been a fantastic girls game to this point. We got a one-point game going into the final 8 minutes. Holton here on the road trying to survive Prairie Lee Compton. 34-33 our score. Cause have it to start the final 8 minutes, and they immediately turn it over. Not an ideal start there for the Cause. They had 7 turnovers in the third. That is now their 20th turnover of the game, yet they are still right here with an opportunity to win a game here on their home floor tonight.
Well, because how many turnovers does Holton have as well?
Yeah, they're into double figures, but it's been a little bit lighter than the average. They had 5 in the third, 11 so far in the game. Right now we're about 30 seconds in. Larrison, difficult shot. Not sure if it grazed the rim. It's going to be a complete air ball. Out of bounds it goes, and it goes right back to Prairie Lee Compton. Both teams over on their opening possession of the fourth quarter, in which the Wildcats lead 34-33. Wildcats led 8-5 after one, 23-21 at the half, and 34-33 as we sit right now. Here's a right side three. Cause chance for the lead. It's an air ball. Backside rebound by Doney off the miss.
We were back and forth a lot in that second quarter, but I don't think Perry's had a lead here in the second half. They've trailed by as many as 6.
Wilcott, hard drive through some contact. Fighting for her own miss. She gets it back and keeps the possession alive. So another second chance. Larrison, short corner. She buries a left corner jump shot. Larrison with 6. And it's 36-33. Wildcats by 3. About a 15-foot left corner jump shot. Pure there for Larrison. Oh, the Wildcats going zone here. 2-3 variety. Here's a drive by Corcoran. Skipping it. That should have been a double dribble. And it is. Another turnover by the Cause. Lily tanking back in for the Wildcats. Devin Aldrich back in for the Cause. Holton leads 36-33. It's 6:38 to go in the game. Both these teams will play one more time on Friday before the holiday break. Perry will have another home tilt here against new Big East League member in Riley County. Holton is a big one for them because they get Rossville, who's going to be a top-tier team and a ranked state team currently. That difficult stretch here in the early portions of the season will continue. Here's Wilcott, the touch, left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble once, skips to tanking. Now right down on the block, Schuster, a lot of contact, no call, good defense there. And now here come the Cause up the other way. Here's Corcoran working it back to the top of the key. We're 2 minutes down. We got 6 to go in the final quarter in what is a 3-point game. Chance for the tie. Nearly banked in. Fighting for the rebound is Corcoran going amongst the trees to pull it down. Another opportunity. This time it's good. Charlie Blosser out of nowhere. A left wing three. Ties it at 36. Wilcott quickly up the floor. That's going to be an and one. Count it. Quick response for Wilcott, who's got 13 and a chance for the old fashioned.
Well, good answer by Holton, but you got to give credit to Macy Corcoran. She went in with the landed Giants, got that offensive rebound to keep Perry's possession alive, and then the kick-out three that was knocked down to tie it momentarily. So good job by Corcoran to get the rebound, and good job by Holton to, again, beat Perry down the court. A few times now, we've seen Perry not get back enough in transition defense, not really have a chance to get set up. And the Wildcats capitalize with Wilcott's attack to the rack.
38-36, free throw coming for Wilcott. And what we talk about in the first half with Corcoran was the foul trouble. That was her fourth. So she's going to stay on the floor here with the 4 fouls. Cause certainly need her out there. Wilcott tried to finish a 3-point play. She does. That gets it right back. 14, it's a game high for Brooke Wilcott. And the lead at 3, 39-36, 5.5 minutes to go. And now Wilcott doing it on the defensive end, trying to come away with a steal, finally gathers. And I think a foul's going to be called against Prairie Lee Compton. This could be 2 free throws coming.
Now she's so good defensively, especially when Holton extends some pressure. 5'11", but the long arms and very good in transition. That's the way Wilcott piles up a lot of points, is getting some steals and transition layups.
Well, Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton head coach, wondering how is that a shooting foul. He's trying to argue that Brooke Wilcott was on her knees just trying to fight for the possession there.
He may not be wrong.
I don't think he's not an argument, I'll say that. But they will give Wilcott the free throws here. And the first is too strong. What would some say there? Ball don't lie. Well, see, she's got another one there, but still, Franzetta talking to the official, just trying to understand the situation there. Wilcott tries the second. That one's good. So she goes 1 for 2. 15 for Wilcott, 10 here in the second half, and it's 40-36. The lead is 4 for the Wildcats, 5:20 to go. Here's Scrimshire up top. Right side pass to Reed. The freshman's had a good night tonight with 11 points. But that pass there is going to go over the head of Scrimshire and out of bounds. If they call it over the midcourt line, either way, it's a turnover. And that has been a huge issue for the Cause tonight. They have given up a lot of possessions with the turnovers.
Well, they've struggled against Holton's zone. When the Wildcats went 2-3 zone, Perry having a tough time trying to create any offense or good looks or turnovers.
So we're 3 minutes in now to this fourth and final quarter. Deflected pass out of bounds. And they're going to say it's last touch by Holton. I think Doni had her fingertips on it. That's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, Doni takes the blame, but that was a pretty hot pass from Brooke Wilcott that was pretty tough to handle there in traffic.
Well, again, no team has had a lead larger than 6. Right now, the Wildcats leading by 4. Just under 5 minutes to go in the game. It's 40-36. Big-time stretch here for the Cause. Don't want to allow it to get any deeper than that. Here is a right corner 3. It's off the front rim, but an offensive rebound is gathered in by the freshman Kalovich, and a foul's going to be called against the Wildcats on that attempt.
Another Perry LeCompton offensive rebound, giving him another opportunity. They had really good ball movement against the zone that time. 4 quick passes that gave him the open look. They just couldn't knock it down.
First foul on Schuster. First team foul against Holton, and there's an aggressive drive by Corcoran. And remember, she's got to be careful. She's got 4 fouls. She picked it up about a minute or two ago, and Joey Franzetta keeping her out there. Still 4:40 to go, but hard drive there will earn her a trip to the line, and the foul is on Wilcott, her second. Corcoran, 4 points tonight, has struggled a little bit at the line, and that one is a little bit strong, no good. It stays 40-36, 4:40 to go in the game. Corcoran, the 5'8 sophomore, one more freebie here, staggered stance, high arc, is a little bit strong. She goes 0-for-2. Big opportunities missed there. The Wildcats still hold the 4-point lead at 40-36. They have the possession here. Here's Wilcott, left side on the wing. Steps into the paint, elbow jump shot. She left it short. A rebound for Perry LeCompton. Here is Corcoran into the front court. Jumping, leaving a pass off to Scrimshire. Getting past Doni, now bouncing into the right corner with Metcalf. Right back to Corcoran. Metcalf again, right corner 3. Missed everything, might as well have been a pass. Offensive rebound for Kalovich, and she's fouled and will go to the line for 2.
I'm pretty sure that's 3 straight possessions that Perry LeCompton has had an offensive rebound. The good news is they're getting second chance opportunities. The bad news, Brandon, they can't capitalize and cash those in.
That's Schuster's second foul, 3rd team foul against the Wildcats. First free throw for Kalovich is good. First opportunity at the line tonight. She's got 5. And just above her season average of 4.5. So again, we mentioned 2 teams with similar records, but just kind of different stories coming into this season. And credit Perry LeCompton, and they've played well tonight, these underclassmen, keeping them in it. There's a missed free throw on the second chance. Schuster down to a knee to pull it away, and we have hit the halfway point of this fourth quarter. Wilcott, using a little finesse move to get into the paint, gets it off her own deflection, and they'll reset up top here with Taylor.
You know, the other thing about this matchup, Brandon, it's the only time this year that these two teams are going to play.
Big-time opportunity there for Schuster. Foul line jumper is good, and it's a 5-point Wildcats lead at 42-37. 3:40 to go in the game. Big stretch here for the Cause. Kalovich got tied up in the paint, and they're going to get a foul here on Holton. They're going to get tanking. I believe that's going to be her 4th.
Yep.
And that is the 4th team foul. So the final 3:36 here, Cause are going to be in the bonus. Something to keep an eye on. They trail by 5, but they could have some opportunities at the stripe here late. Here's Corcoran, ball fakes, right side pass. This is Metcalf. She'll fire, and she spins in a three.
What a night for Caitlin.
Yeah, her fourth triple, 14 points. Her first bucket here in the second half, and that was a huge one. Gets it back to two at 42-40, 3:18 to go. Game of chess here down the stretch. Beautiful cut. Wilcott, easy finish.
Nice pass by Schuster as well. Holton got the paint touch, and Liz does a tremendous job of passing. That time the cut by Wilcott, wide open on the baseline, able to finish and push it back to a two-possession lead.
44-40 Wildcats. 3:07 to go. Time on the floor. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon, Justin, Ethan, Chance all with you here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Also queued up on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to mscsports.net, hit the Listen Live tab, and scroll down, find the Holton channel if you want to watch our broadcast here tonight. This girls' game has been fantastic. It has been close from the jump, and we got a four-point Wildcats lead, 44-40 at 3:07 to go in this game. Out of the timeout, cause with the basketball. You would think, again, this scenario tonight, no shot clock here at Perry LeCompton, so you would think with 3:05 to go and moving, possessions are at a premium now for Perry LeCompton as they trail by four. There's a reach-in foul, and that's going to put Perry LeCompton at the line. Schuster reaching over the top of Kalovich as they tried to find her on the elbow. That's the third again on Schuster. And bonus the rest of the way for Perry LeCompton as the freshman Kalovich will shoot two here.
Yeah, Holton's got to be smarter. You want to keep playing good defense, but you got to realize the situation with the fouls. And you don't want to allow a team to go score with the clock stopped if you're trying to protect the lead.
Kalovich makes the first. She's got six tonight. She's 2 for 3 at the line. Gets it to 44-41. 2:58 left in the game. The lefty fires her second, halfway down and out, and then popped out. And Scrimshire's going to foul Schuster after Schuster gathered the rebound, and Scrimshire's going to pick up the foul. That's just the third foul, so one more foul to give for the cause before the Wildcats are in the bonus. Final 2:50 left in this game. 44-41 Wildcats with the ball. Here's Wilcott, the hot hand. Dumps it into Schuster, back to the bucket. Doney now a touch. They want Larrison inside. Had it knocked away, out of bounds. And last touch by Perry LeCompton's Kaylin Metcalf.
Never a more important time for Holton to take care of the basketball. Don't force anything offensively. Work to get high percentage shots, which they have been doing here in the second half especially.
Well, Taylor missed. Larrison wide open underneath. Instead, Taylor now has it in the left corner, trying to feed Larrison. Lefty shot on the block, no good. Tipped around. Perry LeCompton comes away with it. And pushing is Macy Corcoran. Angles left on the wing. And now dumps it to Scrimshire in the corner. Nearly lost it. Now it's deflected near midcourt. Wilcott nearly had a steal, but the cause trying to gather here down three with 2:20 to go. Now there's another pass deflected. This time Taylor comes away with a steal, gets it up to Wilcott, and she is hammered at the rim. Good foul by Kalovich, who's maybe a little bit gimpy after making that hard foul, and that puts Wilcott at the line for two.
Yeah, good hustle to get back in a one-possession game. Make them earn the points here with just over 2 minutes remaining. As we know, both teams really have struggled kind of at the free throw line here tonight.
Now, Wilcott's been the difference here in the second half. She's got 17 in the game to lead all scorers, and 12 of those 17 here in the second half. She is a 63% foul shooter coming in, 3 of 6 so far tonight, trying to add to a three-point lead. Her first free throw short, no good.
Kalovich just picked up her fourth personal foul. So if Perry's trying to play catch-up or needing to foul late, it's going to be limited because they got multiple players with 4 and 3 fouls out there on the court.
Yeah, two key players with 4 as well. So if you got to start fouling, you're going to have to put maybe some other bodies in the game as Wilcott tries to go 1 for 2, and she does, knocking in the second. 18 to lead all scores. The lead is 4 at 45-41 Wildcats, just north of 2 minutes to go in the game. Monster possession here for the cause. Extending out that defense is the Wildcats up top with Taylor and Wilcott. Here's Reed, baseline drive, kicks it back out into the corner to Metcalf. Now Corcoran a three, it was on target, but it was too strong. And then Schuster grabbed the rebound, immediately tied up, but the Wildcats have the possession arrow. Now the Wildcats, the advantage of four. 45-41, under 2 minutes to go with the ball.
Again, with no shot clock, you want to be really, really patient. No shot clock in any Big East games here this season.
Wilcott right wing, skips it near side, and Hanking can't handle, and it's going out of bounds. So Holton had been good here. That's only their second turnover of the fourth quarter, but costly one there as they don't waste much time, and they give it right back to the cause. Need a bucket here. They're down 45-41. We're coming up on the final 90 seconds. Head coach Joey Franzetta wants to call a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. 1:33 left in this game. Prairie Lee Compton with the ball, trailing by four at 45-41. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in northeast Kansas. We got a barn burner here down the stretch at Prairie Lee Compton girls game. It's a four-point affair at 45-41. Wildcats by four, but Prairie Lee Compton monster possession out of the timeout here with the ball down four under 2 minutes to go.
And Perry's done a good job. They've battled for a few offensive rebounds, just haven't been able to score as many as they'd like and take advantage of some of those second and third chance opportunities. If you're Holton, your primary goal right now, if you're going to protect this lead, is protect the basketball.
Yeah, turnovers an issue for both these teams coming in. They've been fairly okay with that number here tonight, but big possession here for the cause. 125 to be exact. Cause down four. Corcoran gets a touch. Left side pass looking for Scrimshire, and long arms of Wilcott deflects it out of bounds. So a side out, far side of the floor. 120 left in the game. Scrimshire dumps it into Corcoran, turning quickly, closed out by Tanking. Left side on the wing, now into the corner. Kalovich, baseline drive, left it up short over Schuster, and Schuster, great defense, good box out, clears it away for the Wildcats. Now 65 seconds to go, and Holton can hold.
Yeah, Coach Heisler is saying to slam on the brakes. They're sprinting the ball into the half court. Back it out. Make them foul you. There they do.
There is the foul. They get Emmy Reed here, and that's going to be her fourth. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. 59 seconds left. Wildcats leading by four. Maybe not the one person you'd want to put at the free throw line, I don't think. They put Wilcott at the line. I mean, she's a little bit up and down here tonight, but certainly has more shots made and shots taken at the stripe this year. That first one spins in there. What a second half for Brooke Wilcott. 19 in the game, 14 of which in the second half. The lead is five. 59 seconds to go. She'll try to add another. And she left that one short into the hands of Prairie Lee Compton. Down by five, quickly working. Reed takes it coast to coast. Emmy Reed now with 13 and a quick timeout. Gets it back to a three-point game.
That was phenomenal. Knowing the situation, you know, you didn't have to have a three. And she just sprinted, got that ball in her hands, and quickly the other way. Impressive layup. Man, Reed is going to be a force here over the next 4 years in this Big East League for the Cause.
Yeah, she's been impressive tonight. 13 points, but Kaylin Metcalf still leading the Cause tonight with 14. She's been quiet here in the second half, but she has knocked down four threes tonight. So it's really been the freshman duo of Metcalf and Reed who got 27 of the combined Prairie Lee Compton points, and then Wilcott taking over for Holton here in the second half. 19 in the game, 14 of which in the second half. Schuster as well in double digits for the Wildcats with 11. This is the possession for Prairie Lee Compton. Got to get a stop. Let's see what they do. Can they force a turnover? 46-43 Wildcats with the ball. 52 seconds to go. Clock is on the move. Full court press here. They get it to Schuster. Quickly turning. Taylor runs it down near midcourt. Gets it back to Schuster up top. Left side pass, and there's the quick foul at 42 seconds to go. Free throws coming up for the Wildcats. They're going to have to hit some from the stripe to secure a win.
And possibly Coach Franzetta saying, if we can foul somebody besides number zero out there. That might be good. Holton doesn't have a lot of other girls that have shot or made free throws here tonight, so we'll see how tanking fares.
One of two tonight at the line, and the first two strong. Lily Tanking, a 5'8 junior, just north of 4 points per game early in this season, provided minutes off the bench a year ago, certainly a versatile player at 5'8. That's a big free throw here, trying to get it to a two-possession game. Her second is good. Big second free throw for Tanking. She's got five, and it's 47-43 Wildcats. Under 40 seconds to go. Metcalf is open, straight on three. It's too strong. Team's fighting for it inside. Finally, pinballed around, and Wilcott picks it up with 28 seconds to go. Got a foul quickly and casual with the dribble, and finally reaching in is Reed, and she's going to foul out.
Pretty good job, though, by Wilcott. Again, understanding the situation in the game. You got a two-possession lead. No need to try to drive and force something there. Just back it out. Make him foul you. Try to hit a free throw or two and not force anything in transition with this lead.
I haven't seen all of the Big East rosters, but I can't imagine many teams in this league being as young as this Prairie Le Compton team and how many freshmen and sophomores they have.
Yeah, no way.
Wilcott in and out on the first free throw, so it stays a four-point game at 25 seconds to go, 47-43.
Not only is Prairie Le Compton not playing any C-team games this year, but they could only play three quarters tonight of JV girls, only three quarters.
Wilcott makes the second. She's got 20 in the game and a five-point Wildcats lead and a timeout called at 25 seconds remaining in the game. Again, it is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Five-point game. Wildcats in front trying to hold on. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, let's give you the late game scenario here. The Holton Wildcat girls trying to get win number two on the season. They have been battling tonight here at Prairie Le Compton, but right now they lead by five, just 25 seconds to go. So the Cavs have to work it up the floor, get something quick, and then foul. And then again, the Wildcats needing to make some free throws down the stretch, but obviously the kind of the balance of this game, I would think, kind of rides on this possession out of the timeout for the cause.
Yeah, Holton going to extend some full-court pressure. They don't want to foul, but they do want to slow down Prairie Le Compton a little bit and make him eat some time off the clock before a potential shot.
They get it in quickly here to Kalovich. 23 seconds and ticking. Here's Scrimshire just across midcourt. Get it up top here to Corcoran, down to 17 seconds. Scrimshire thought about it. Now 15 seconds. Wasting a lot of time here. Cause need to get something up quickly. Joey Franzetta has to burn a timeout. That is not what he was hoping for on that possession. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, though. Just 11 seconds left in the game, but you waste 15 seconds roughly. Can't get a shot up, so now you need something quick at the rim, immediate foul.
Yeah, they've made several passes, but they needed to take a look or drive or try to create some offense, get to the rack. All their passes were on the perimeter. They didn't even have a touch inside the three-point line, so you know, 6-7 passes, this is not the time with the clock going. And Coach Renzetta wisely calling a timeout. We'll see if he can get something set up here for a quick shot off the inbound play. Perry does have one timeout left. Holton has a couple in their back pocket still as well.
Well, Perry needs something quickly and some things to go their way. But right now it's been a battle tonight. And credit this Prairie Le Compton team fighting hard, being led by a couple freshmen here tonight. And Kaylin Metcalf with 14 and Emmy Reed with 13, although Reed has just fouled out of the game not too long ago, but those two have kept the cause in it. Right now they need a little bit of help. 48-43, Holton, just 11 seconds left in the game, and the Cavs are going to be throwing it in near side from the side out.
Holton man-to-man, biggest thing for them, just don't foul.
Put Wilcott in front of the passer and Corcoran and gets it around to Kalovich. Ball fake, steps into a long jump shot. Larrison blocked it. Here's a chance for Metcalf for three. She banks it in with 3 seconds to go and a timeout's called. It's a two-point game.
Well, she went with the shot fake, and I'm thinking, why?
I think the entire gym told her to shoot that ball, and she did.
She did on the second attempt and banked it in, and so the Cons still have a chance. You know, this is just making Holton fans think about last Friday night. You know, they had it in a late-game situation against Nemaha Central. It was a tie game. Holton had the ball, but they threw away the inbounds play. So Nemaha Central had it, and then Nemaha Central got fouled by Holton in the final second. Holton didn't want to foul, but they did. And so, you know, two free throws by Nemaha Central. They miss them both with under a second left. The game goes to overtime, and the Wildcats find a way. So if you're here, Holton fans are thinking about, we just got to get this ball in and not turn it over like we did at the end of regulation against Nemaha Central. So hopefully Coach Heisler can draw up a play for the Cats just to get it inbounded and then hold it. If you're Perry, of course you want the steal. If not, you got to foul instantly.
Yeah.
And hope there's enough time for a last heave.
Again,
and only one of two free throws made by the Cats.
I think there's only 3 seconds. I mean, it went to the timeout clock, so we're about to find out. I think it's right under 3 seconds, maybe 2.8. We'll see here in a second. So 3.2, okay, so just north of 3 seconds. The foul has to be instant. As the Wildcats will throw it in with Taylor underneath, it's a two-point game with just over 3 seconds to go. Taylor gets it. She can run left and right, kind of moving to her right, needs to dump it in, does so to Schuster. There's the quick foul at 1.9 to go. So it goes from 3.2 to 1.9. Schuster can ice this game with two makes.
Yeah, one make would help as well because, you know, Perry's going to be lucky to get more than a heave off here in less than 2 seconds unless they can inbound the ball closer across half court. But big free throws here for Liz to try to put it away.
1.9 seconds left, 48-46. Schuster's first free throw is good. She's got 12, and the lead is 49-46. And now Holton clears out the paint, send everybody to half court.
Yeah, miss wouldn't be the end of the world here because Perry has to get the rebound and then
immediately huck it.
Shoot from there, right? Instead of an inbound play to.
Well, she does decide to make it, and it's now a 4-point game and a timeout. Well, that essentially probably iced the game.
Yeah, the only thing Holton could mess up here is if they would foul Perry
on a full court shot
when they inbound it and try to toss it. Of course, if you're Perry, you'd like to think maybe you'd like to inbound it close to half court if you could from the baseline, or at least you have a half court shot instead of a three-quarters length shot. So I think if you're Perry, you're trying to set this up to get the hands in a potential player that can shoot it from long range, obviously. But if you could get it to her somewhere around half court, and then you want to try to initiate contact, if you're Perry, you probably fall down as you shoot that, hoping that you get a call because you obviously need 4 points. Big, big free throws there with pressure on Liz Schuster, but she got the job done.
I think no matter what happens, and again, it's not looking favorable in the scenario for Perry LeCompton, but considering the circumstances, what they've got here as far as a roster, early portions of the season, they've played a difficult schedule. More than likely, barring a miracle, they're going to come away with a loss tonight. But if you're head coach Joey Franzetta, you got to feel, I think, pretty pleased with how your team played tonight.
Yeah, two upperclassmen. You're starting three freshmen. You're going up against a team that has four returning starters and basically their whole team back. That's all seniors and experienced players. Yeah, I think Perry's got to feel pretty good about the way they've competed against Holt.
Well, again, a four-point Wildcats lead with just 1.9 seconds to go. And they just got to throw it in quick. Holton stays away and half court, he just a bit short, and that's the end of the game. So the Wildcats hold on here on the road and win it here against Perry LeCompton, 50-46. And we got our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Wildcats survive here at Perry. We'll talk about it more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game final here tonight at Perry LeCompton. The road team Holton Wildcats survive 50-46. And Holton getting back to a 500 record, 2-2 on the year, and they get Big East League win number one. Cause they fall to 1-4. They are now 0-2. In Big East League play. Again, Ethan and Justin here with the Holton Channel. Brandon and Chance here on KNZA. 50-46, the Wildcats, and just kind of the initial thoughts. And coming in, two teams, similar records, but different scenarios. And I think head coach for Perry LeCompton, Joey Franzetta, should be very pleased with how his team performed tonight. Could have got out of hand multiple times, but seemed like when Holton gathered momentum, Perry LeCompton came right back, two freshmen leading them tonight.
Yeah, give Holton some credit. I don't think they trailed in the second half. It was back and forth in the second quarter, but Holton led by 2 points at halftime. They couldn't really ever push it out to much more than 6 points in this game, close all the way through, but Holton got to the free throw line as they did in the first half, I felt like, late in this game, and made enough free throws in the fourth quarter to preserve the win, because the three-point shooting really cooled off for both teams, but especially for Holton. I didn't have them making any three-point baskets in the second half. Holton did a pretty good job again in transition tonight. Still struggled at times in the half court, but made enough free throws here. Their defense was obviously very good. They took a lot of possessions away from Perry with all the turnovers that the Cavs had tonight. And Holton's turnover number, not where they want it to be, but I'll say this, it's an improvement at least from the first three games of the season from Holton's perspective. I think if you're Perry, Coach Franzetta's got to be in the locker room saying, look, you know, as young as you are against a team that is this experienced and, you know, this much taller, this much more seasoned, they competed their tails off tonight. You know, they didn't get out-rebounded by a ton against a taller team. They made some threes to keep them in it in the first half. I felt like they were aggressive and made a few more threes there in the second half to keep it interesting as well. But this is a young team. If they keep improving, it's not going to be easy in the Big East League, no doubt about it. But there's a lot of positives there when you're throwing all freshmen and sophomores pretty much out on the court and they're able to play the way they did here tonight at home.
Wildcats get the win 50-46. Let's go through some of the numbers, final numbers here in this game as the Wildcats get the win here at Perry LeCompton. Brooke Wilcott, she took over in the second half, finished with a game-high 20 points, 15 of which in that third and fourth quarters combined. They also got 13 points from Elizabeth Schuster, and then 6 points apiece from Kaya Taylor and Laura Larrison, and then 5 points from Lily Tanking. And then Perry LeCompton, two freshmen leading the way, starting with Kaylin Metcalf, who had 5 threes and 17 points. Then they get 13 from Emmy Reed. Elsewhere, another freshman, Tatum Kalovich, had 6 points. They got 4 from Macy Corcoran, and could have been different if Corcoran wasn't saddled with foul trouble throughout the game. She picked up 3 in the first half, didn't quite play the minutes as she probably normally would, and that certainly hurts Perry LeCompton at times in that first half. They also had Sophie Scrimshire, who I believe hit the first bucket of the game for the Cause and was held scoreless the rest of the way. Charlie Blosser also hitting a second half three. Perry LeCompton, 23 turnovers in the game. They do hit 7 threes. All their free throw attempts in the second half, they go right at 50%, hitting 6 out of 12 there. Holton on the other side, they hit 3 threes, no threes in the second half. After going 2 of 10 at the line in the first half, they are certainly better from the line in the second half when they needed to, hitting 9 of 15 from the line in the second half. Again, the final score, Holton winning it 50-46. They even the record at 2-2. And league play at 1-0. Perry LeCompton, they dropped to 1-4, now 0-2 in Big East league play. Player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think, Justin, I look at Brooke Wilcott here. She really kind of took control in the second half, 15 of her 20. And you could tell she was a real difference maker for the Wildcats.
Offense, defense, rebounding. Brooke Wilcott gives you a little bit of everything, and that's exactly what she did tonight. I think she scored in every single quarter, but made more free throws than she missed. And she's just the consistent player that Holton can rely on, it seems like, right now to get points every single night. And, again, she gets quite a few from her defense, but I thought her rebounding, passing, all very good tonight as well. And I think Colton's got to be feeling a lot better. You know, they go down to Burlington to get blown out. They go to Silver Lake, get blown out. Obviously very good teams, but hey, you beat Nemaha, you go win a road game and your only league matchup against Perry the entire season. And all of a sudden, Colton fans have to be feeling a little bit better. You know, this is a team that I think folks thought could win 12 to 15 games this season just with the experience and talent that they had coming back. And now all of a sudden you look up and you're 2-2 and you got a home game against Rossville to try to get to above 500 before the Christmas break. So things have definitely turned here in the Wildcats' favor. We'll see if they can keep that momentum rolling on Friday night. But no doubt, Brooke Wilcott, another difference maker here tonight for our player of the game.
20 points for Brooke Wilcott. Player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us here for right now. We're going to have a little short break here on KNZA as we're going to get ready for the boys' game, which we talked a little bit before we got on the air here. We were expecting, I think, a pretty competitive game tonight on the boys' side. This Perry LeCompton team, they were preseason picked towards the top of the league, and they did, you know, come off their first win of the year. But, again, they have played a very difficult schedule. They come in at 1-3. And then on the Holton side as well, under a first-year head coach, they've been searching for that first win. What's kind of a quick key storyline for the boys' game?
Well, they're getting better. The problem is this is the third different coach in the fourth year for these seniors. And these seniors are good. I mean, they're starting pretty much all seniors on this Holton team this year. And they're experienced and they're pretty talented. But the biggest thing for Holton right now is just learning a new system, learning, you know, especially the offense. That's where the Wildcats, I feel like, have struggled. And so as they continue to grow and develop and learn and get on the same page with their new head coach, Marco Hunter, I think it's a team that's very dangerous and has a lot of potential. They're just still trying to put it together. They were also missing Carrick DeDonder for a couple games. They missed Corbin Fox for a game. So a work in progress is how I would describe the Holton Wildcats. And for Perry, you know, again, there's talent there. There's big-time possibility. I think for Perry, you know, it's obviously the same coach, but they played some really good teams. They played quite a few games in a short stretch. And I think for them, it's just needing a big win or two. Hopefully that Fort Scott win was kind of the momentum changer that they needed to give this team some confidence. I'm excited to see how the Cavs respond after the big win here tonight at home.
So two teams itching to get into the win column. It's Perry LeCompton and Holton, our boys' game, about 12 minutes out. So we'll send it back to the studios. Again, our girls' post-game wrapped up, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. And Chance Link will take over here for about 10 minutes or so. That'll be our break here on KNZA. Then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' contest. Again, the girls' final, Holton holds on 50-46. And we'll talk to you in about 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.